Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. Since Huda's little brother was born, I've had this opportunity to get an up-close immersion in Syrian traditions and customs around pregnancy, childbirth, babies. And it's been really fun. There's a lot of stuff I've learned that's just not familiar to me as an American. Some other American friends of Iman's and I threw her an American baby shower. And we played ridiculous, undignified games with toilet paper and, you know, diapers and just ridiculousness. Not really the Arab version. So, Huda, can you tell us what a Syrian baby shower would look like?
First, I will start. We do it like after the woman delivered. They will make food and they will sweets too, and they serve it to people. And the gift, it's not only for the baby. It's also the mom will share the baby with these gifts. So most of the gifts are gold, and also the baby too. Maybe he will get gold. They will hang gold in his clothes.
Fewer gifts of diapers, more gifts of gold.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Like if someone will bring diaper, say, oh, why he bring diaper for us? I mean, disrespectful. But, you know, it's fine, really fine.
Or really, people come and visit the mom, even after the baby's born, to see the baby. And there is a traditional tea. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so this tea, it's supposed to be for the mom, but like people sharing her and they will drink with her this tea made of cinnamon and some nuts.
What sort of things do you do with the baby and around the baby after they're born?
So we have like to give meat away to people, poor people. And sometimes if you don't want that, you can like cook this meat and invite people for big feast. People you know, people you don't know, and just like give them food. When the baby come, it's blessing with him, something giving away with him. And also it's really nice memory for the baby too. Like when he will get bigger, he will know that their parents give meat because he came to this world. So just something to like to give people something wonderful with the baby.
So there's that kind of early baby's born, but there's also other milestone celebrations as well. So baby gets the first tooth.
When the baby gets his first tooth, we invite people to have like party and we do special food for that. So we do like sweet couscous. It's like from wheat and they put candy on it, and first they will start feeding the baby who has his first teeth, and then they will give it to the children, and we have different food too.
But there is a traditional, this is your celebratory meal for your first tooth.
Yes, it's traditional.
And then baby's first haircut.
So with the baby, like when he will be like four, they shaving the baby's head and they will give the weight of the hair, they will like buy gold and they will give the price of the gold for the poor people. The reason for this, so in future when he will get bigger, they will tell him by like taking picture or keeping some of his hair, they will telling him like we give away from your hair, and that will be listened to him like since you were baby, we did something from you. And so that the reason they want baby give away anything he could give.
Lovely. From here, we celebrate with generosity.
من هنا نحتفل بالعطاء والكرم.